You're spending the year at Manifest Gallery as their first artist in residence. Now, that's an intriguing title, and the first thing that I'd like to talk about is just what is involved in being an artist in residence.
That is a great question, and I think it varies from institute to institute. Manifest's residency program is a bit open-ended, and it's really geared towards allowing an artist to have just a great amount of time to explore, to do what they might in a private studio.
So what led you to apply for the post?
After graduating in May, I felt the need to figure out a way to perpetuate a life in painting. Unfortunately, I knew of a great number of artists who lived in Cincinnati, and hearing of the residency, it just seemed like a really serendipitous idea, and I applied and was fortunate to be accepted.
And what sort of art do you make?
It's a bit hard to classify. I am a representational oil painter, so I paint the things and scenes that we encounter on a daily basis. I'm really intrigued by the beauty in the physical world and seek to put it to canvas with pigment and oil.
Well, you're a recent graduate of Center College in Kentucky, and I think you lived in Kentucky before coming here.
It's true.
What are your impressions of Cincinnati and its art community?
Cincinnati is really lovely. Being from a really small, charming town in central Kentucky, it was like I moved to the big city at last. Mm-hmm. And I found Cincinnati to be just a wonderful community of vibrant and impassioned artists. Really welcoming. There's always something exciting going on. It's just a matter of finding the time and see it all.
Has your own art evolved in the period that you've been here?
It's evolved a lot, and in many ways that weren't planned. I've seen my work transfer from oil paintings that were really inspired by Dutch painters of the past, your Rembrandts and then your Vermeers or whatnot, to paintings that are really inspired by the past, the future, or what the foreseeable future and contemporary issues that are going on right now.
One of your duties is to be in residence when the gallery has openings, and you are there in your studio welcoming guests. Mm-hmm. So has that been fun?
And it's been a wonderful opportunity to build people skills. It's a skill in itself to know how to interact with people and to talk about your paintings, and a skill that I'm not so practiced at. So I've had a wonderful opportunity to work that muscle. And it's also fun because a studio is a place that's private and not often seen by someone besides the artist. So it's always a treat to invite someone in to be able to share something that I spend an embarrassing number of hours working at.
What are some of the other things that you are into as the artist in residence?
Besides having the studio 24/7, I get to teach. I absolutely love teaching. I taught a portrait drawing class 2 months ago, and I'm currently finishing up a figure drawing class. When I'm not teaching and when I'm not in the studio myself, I enjoy writing. I enjoy writing about painting, reviewing works, and often I'll take those reviews and bring them into the classes and say, this is what I think about this.
Who are your students?
The students can be anyone from around the community. It's a workshop that I designed in accordance with Manifest and the Drawing Center, and we sent it out online and see if we get any bites. Right now, I have a mix of students, from professionals to people who are just drawing the figure for the first time.
Manifest is now accepting applications for next year's Artist in Residence, and the deadline for that submission is April 9. Would you have words of advice for next year's resident?
I think the people at Manifest are really, really incredible and impassioned. I think my advice would be to interact with them as much as possible, with Jason, Bridget, Katie Baker, with the attendees to Manifest, to exhibits, to really take advantage of the people you're surrounded by, because there's a really fantastic group of people around.
What's coming up at Manifest before you leave?
Currently, there is an exhibit of paintings called Small is Big. It is a group of perceptual painters who work in a manner that's actually really close to the way I paint. I was fortunate to get a sneak peek when the show was going up, and it is an absolutely spectacular show of work. They're small paintings. They're very intimate. They show us something special about each artist.
Is this Manifest residency unusual?
I don't think it's unusual, per se. If anything, I think the residency is special, and it's special because how open-ended it is. It's really meant for the artists to have as much freedom as possible, to give them everything they need for the opportunity to grow in the future. whereas many other residencies, they have more peculiarities that are addressed to them that don't allow you to work as much as one might, or you're teaching on the side. And manifest, they're really about the artist growing.
Congratulations on beginning your post-college career in such an interesting and unusual way, and thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about it.
Thank you. It's been a treat.
We've been talking with Tyler Wilkinson, first artist in residence at Manifest Gallery in East Walnut Hills. For more information, see the link at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.